The maestro of the Chamber Orchestra of Pittsburgh, Edward Leonard, and
the concertmaster of the Chamber Orchestra of Pittsburgh and Moscow. Concertmaster of the Chamber Orchestra of Pittsburgh and Moscow, and the pianist was the music director, Edward Leonard. They performed live for you on the 50th anniversary of WQED-FM. They're going to come in and say hello. Maestro, when is your next concert?
Our next concert is February 4th and 5th at Road of Shalom and the Calvary United Methodist Church in the North Side.
Wonderful. And what was the piece you just played?
We just played the Chopin Nocturne in C-sharp minor, the Opus Posthumus one, arranged by Nathan Milstein.
Great. And what would you like folks to know about the Chamber Orchestra of Pittsburgh? Everyone must come to hear your concerts. They're absolutely great.
We have a great season still to come. We're halfway through. We have Soldier's Tale coming up in March. We have a concert next week with Alyssa Wang, who is a CMU graduate. So we're really looking forward to touching base with her. She was a student of mine at Carnegie Mellon. So I'm quite excited to share a different experience, a professional experience with her. And looking forward to having lots of our family there, our Carnegie Mellon family, at the concerts.
And the quality of the playing is top drawer. This is an amazing group. Your mission statement, what are you trying to do?
We're trying to perform pieces that aren't played here. So that means masterpieces by people you've heard of, like Haydn, and presenting new pieces like Alyssa's Concerto. She wrote specifically for us. And just really digging into the repertoire that you don't really hear in a Pittsburgh area where we deserve it.
What else would you like folks to know about the Chamber Orchestra of Pittsburgh? The concerts are reasonably priced. It doesn't cost a lot.
$30 to get in. So I think it's very reasonable. We're growing and growing and always looking for new people to come and experience.
Anne, where did you go to school? Where did you learn to play your instrument?
I'm here, Carnegie Mellon. I went to Carnegie Mellon for both my master's and my undergraduate, and I'm faculty full-time here.
We were praising you a moment ago at Jonathan Bailey Holland and mentioned, of course, your CMU connection.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Please hang around, come upstairs and have some cake, relax, and thank you for celebrating 50 years with WQED-FM.
Congratulations, Jim. Thank you.